She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Michi.
What up?
What's happening?
So Cardi B woke up today and found out that she got 5 Grammy nominations, and I'm pretty sure she said, let me take my ass to court.
Right, yeah, because she don't want to get locked up.
Yeah, so she arrived in criminal court today in Queens. You know, she's facing charges of felony assault and reckless endangerment, and accused of attacking the 2 female bartenders at the Queens Strip Club. You know, the Batty G and J Chicks.
Yeah, the girls that were just in the Freeform video with Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she showed up in court wearing a black fur coat, rainbow hair.
Okay.
So I got the pictures up and all that. And she's ordered not to have any contact with the victims. And she left the courthouse with a smile on her face.
Okay.
So
maybe she's feeling positive about the situation.
See what happens.
Yeah. And of course, that's all because she believes that these two sisters had sex
with Offset.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So she went in there to confront them.
Yep.
I think that Cardi B is now at the point in her career she doesn't or should never confront anyone ever again.
Nah, she shouldn't.
No.
Just big.
Be a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Kevin Hart, speaking of stars, will no longer be hosting the 91st Academy Awards. His decision came shortly after he first refused to apologize for a homophobic tweets and comments that he made in the past. So he announced it on Twitter. He said, I'm sorry to anyone from the LGBTQ community that he's offended. Mm-hmm. He said, I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I don't want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists.
Wow.
He said, I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past. He said, I'm sorry that I hurt people. I am evolving and I want to continue to do so. My goal is to bring people together, not tear us apart. Much love and appreciation to the Academy. I hope we can meet again. So, you know, he was announced, you know, earlier this week that he's going to be hosting this. And this was a huge look for Kevin Hart.
Big.
Like, this is a huge look for this guy. And then, you know, these comments came up. People went back from 2010 and found comments that he made on Twitter and then put them out there.
How do you even go back that far?
I don't even know how to go back that far.
Like, that is crazy.
I wonder if somebody was just holding on to them.
Probably.
Like, seeing them at one point was like, you know what? He's about to blow.
Mm-hmm.
I can use these comments at one time.
That's sad, man.
It's crazy because, you know, first of all, you know, one comment in particular came from a comedy special that he did.
Yeah.
In 2010. So it wasn't just tweets. You know, he was up there doing his thing on stage.
Yep, yep.
And he said, one of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. That's a fear. Keep in mind, I'm not homophobic. Be happy. Do what you want to do. But me, as a heterosexual male, if I can prevent my son from being gay, I will. So he addressed the controversy, you know, in an Instagram video.
Yep.
And didn't issue an apology at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can check out the video right now, hot937.com. But then, I guess, public pressure. He felt like he had to apologize and step down. I can't see him stepping down from this, though.
Yeah,
personally, I feel like they said to him, yo, you know what you should do is probably step down from the situation. It'll make you look like the bigger person.
Yeah, true.
Because, you know, the Academy Awards, they're happening February 24th, 2019.
Yep.
A few months from now.
Yeah.
And with the way the news cycle goes, and
people
everybody
would've forgot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a feeling that it was they asked him to step down.
Yeah,
so,
sense.
You know, it's a sad situation from Kevin Hart. He shouldn't have said what he said.
Yeah.
But you know what? He apologized, and I think he thought he was trying to be funny. All right, Hot 3 at 3 Countdown's coming up today. We got your tickets for State Property. It's happening tonight at Toast Place. I'm excited. I'm hosting it. So make sure and keep it here. It's Hot 937.